you're looking for some entertainment this weekend, but there's a little bit too many choices for you to decide on. Well, Wayne Massingham is here to give you his weekly recommendations in film, music, and TV. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each, and we've got the man on the line now. Wayne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jack. You've made me hungry, all this talk about meat, potatoes, yes, and bread. I'm ready for lunch already, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of put a fire in my belly too, but I've got a fire for some good film and good TV, Wayne. So what have you serving up for us today?
Okay, well, let's go with a film opening cinemas last week, and this one's a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. It's called Eternity. I guess you could describe it as a fantasy/romantic comedy. It's a unique construct, but I think it mainly works. It's opens with Larry and Joan. They're elderly. They're driving to one of their family's gender reveal party. But at the party, poor old Larry chokes on some peanuts and dies. And he ends up at a place called The Junction, which is like a waiting room for people to go where they're going to spend eternity. And they go to a different world. It could be any world they like. And that's where they'll spend eternity. His wife at the time, Joan, was actually suffering from cancer. So he knows, sadly, she'll be joining him soon. And so she does. But the fly in the ointment is a guy called Luke, who was Joan's first husband 50 years ago, and he was killed in the Korean War. So when they all arrive and they're all in this waiting space, she has to make a decision on who does she spend eternity with. Is it her first love that died tragically young, or the man that she built a life with and had children with? So it's a good idea. I think it mainly works. It's just a bit of fun, but it does get quite moving towards the end. And I think the thing that makes it work is the really good three-headed cast of Elizabeth Olsen, Miles Teller and Callum Turner are all really good in this. So a bit of lighthearted fun with a little bit of heart, not a like a five-star masterpiece, but a really good, solid, enjoyable film. It's called Eternity, and that's in cinemas right now.
Awesome. Sounds like a funny, very quirky type of movie. I was wondering if you're going to say Zootopia 2, Wayne. Maybe that's still on the list.
No, it's been a massive hit, but yeah, not one for me, the old
not
animation.
One for you. All right, fair enough. We've got Eternity so far. What else have you got for us today?
Okay, well, let's go with to the small screen, but it's epic small screen. Let's go with The Last of Us, season 2 of this HBO. It's on HBO Max. Just the 7 episodes in the second season, or 9 in the first. If you're not familiar with it, it's one of the big HBO shows the last few years, based on a huge video game, which I don't play video games. Apparently, The Last of Us is massive. It's a post-apocalyptic thriller set in this world in the US, where a fungal infection, has basically turned most people into zombies unless you've managed to escape it. So the world is sort of governed in very strict ways, where people are hunkered down in cities trying to survive and not be turned into zombies. And the first season was incredibly thrilling. And season 2 takes off with the two main characters, Joel, played by Pedro Pascal, and Ellie, played by Bella Ramsey. They survived a lot in season 1. And season 2 sort of takes off where they are. And it's set in two main areas, set in Jackson, where they find a community that's untouched by the infected, and just trying to lead a normal life as you can, Jackson, Wyoming, and also Seattle, where there's a storyline where Ellie goes to Seattle for a mission, and Seattle is a city that's sort of governed by a resistance movement and trying to survive amongst a lot of infected. So it's big screen stuff on a small screen. Huge set scene. Sometimes I have to watch with my fingers covering my eyes, lot of killings, a lot of zombie action, but still time to pause and meet the characters here. So as I said, Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey, the two main ones, and Caitlin Dever joins the cast in season 2, and she plays Abby as part of this resistance movement. So big ideas, epic screen, and they have renewed it for a season 3. So you do get into The Last of Us, there's more to come.
Excellent. I've watched a little bit of that, and always good to have more zombie, horrifying, top quality HBO drama action. I like it.
There is, yeah, yeah. It's very well made for a zombie, essentially a zombie show, but it's, yeah, really enjoyed it and also a bit horrified by it.
Absolutely. What's your third recommendation, Wayne?
Yeah, well, let's go with an historical drama. It's called A Thousand Blows. Season one of this was really, really interesting. Set in a world I didn't know a lot about. Six episodes in total. It's created by Stephen Knight, who's made really good, I guess, iconic TV shows like Peaky Blinders and Rogue Heroes. And this one's set in London, East London, sort of in the late-ish 19th century. And it concerns like a bare-knuckle boxing ring thing that goes on, and also a crew of women thieves called the 40 Elephants, who plan a lot of thief action and a whole lot of heist action. And apparently these are all, you know, based on true things. The 40 Elephants did exist. There was this bare-knuckle boxing ring. And two of the main characters there are Henry Goodson, played by the wonderful Stephen Graham, and Hezekiah Mosco, who's comes from Jamaica with his best friend, and he gets introduced in this world as a way of making some money and surviving. And Mosco and Goodson were real characters, as was Mary Carr, who runs the 40 Elephants. So they've fabricated a bit of a story around them, but they're based on true life characters. So really great world to delve into. As I said, the wonderful Stephen Graham as Henry Goodson, and also Erin Doherty, who came to fame this year as a crucial part of Adolescence. So she's great in this. So good slice of British historical drama. It's on Disney Plus, and there's more to come. There will be a season two coming next year.
Excellent. And Wayne, we've had some movies, we've had some TV shows. Let's get a little bit of music to run us out for the rest of this segment here. What
Absolutely.
Have you got?
Yeah. Well, one that came out recently, I've been playing a lot, really suited my musical taste. The album's called Balloon, 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 and it's by Sharp Pins. Now, if you're not familiar with Sharp Pins, this is the third album from Sharp Pins. It's the brainchild of a young lad, he's only about 20, called Kai Slater, and you might know him better as a member of the really great young Chicago trio Lifeguard, who I'm a big fan of, love their album. And this is his offshoot. Lifeguard are more like industrial Sonic Youth style guitar music, but this one he indulges in his sort of like 60s pop. You can see that Kai, I think, has listened to a lot of the Beatles and also Guided by Voices. It's got that influence of the shimmering guitars and the short melodies, short songs, just really great pops. This album is 43 minutes, but it's 21 songs, so it's short and sharp, beautiful little melodies. Really enjoying it. It's really solving my need for listening to some Guided by Voices sort of inspired music. So Balloon, Balloon, Balloon. It's the new album from Sharp Pins. Really, really fun record.
Awesome, man. Let's play a track from there. What have you got for us?
Let's go with the opening track. It's got the intriguing title of Pop a Fang Out. Really love this song. Really great guitar. Typical of the album, and a lot of jangly guitar. So I really love a good jangly guitar. So if you're into that, I reckon you'll get something out of Sharp Pins.
Awesome. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne, it's been great having these recommendations from you, and I believe we're done for the year. Is that correct? You're going on holiday?
Yeah, just having a little break. I have a little few days off before Christmas and then time away. So I'm looking forward to that. Recharge the batteries. And, looking forward to come back in January and join back in. So, yeah, it's been a great year, and really appreciate the time to come on and talk about things I love.
Absolutely. We love having you here, Wayne, and getting all these great recommendations, and we're looking forward to doing it again in 2026.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jack, and, hope you have a good break.
Have a great break as well, Wayne. Talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, sounds great. See ya.
Bye. That was Wayne Messingham for Wayne's 4x2.